Let's talk to a man they call the mayor. Gets along with everybody from the Major League Baseball Network. Sean Casey joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Sean, appreciate the time this morning. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Good, doing well, Sean. Let's introduce you properly. You led the nation in hitting one year. Let's make sure that everybody knows that.
That's right. I was I led University of Richmond Spiders out there my junior year for 461. So just so everybody knows, it's no big deal if you lead the nation in hitting.
They can never take it away from you, Sean. You know your stuff. So
yeah.
Game five, we talked about it, and you probably heard us on hold. There's no such thing as momentum in baseball, but there are trends. The middle of this Braves lineup has to start hitting.
Yeah, I think a big part, of the whole year, when I think of the Braves lineup, I know Acuna and all those guys, Albies and stuff, but, you think Freddie Freeman. I mean, Freddie Freeman's the guy that drives that bus, and, him going 0-for-5, 3 punch-outs is unlike him. You get hot and cold in baseball. That's what's crazy about this sport. And you don't want to be cold sometimes at playoff time. But, man, hearing Freddie talk after the game about, wanting to get that big hit, I hope, at game five, he'll come up with some guys on and hopefully he can deliver. Donaldson, too, in the middle of that order, they need those guys to come through. They had some opportunities to put that series away and just couldn't get that big hit.
How do you sleep after a night like that, when you're an offensive player, when you know that you had opportunities?
Well, I think this is the baseball player is a rare beast as far as turning the page, just because you play every night, and it's a must. You got to have a short memory. But these games bother you more than most, because you play all year long to get to October. And when you get to October, you hope that when you have a situation to come through, you're able to come through. So probably there's a little less sleep, but I know that those guys still know how to bounce back. And like I said, you got to have a short memory and be ready to go the next game.
Sean Casey from the Major League Baseball Network joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. So pretty much below 500 when you look at the all-time history of game fives are the home teams. And we all know there's no such thing as a home field advantage for the most part in baseball. So I ask you this, can Mike Foltynewicz, being at home, repeat what he did last Friday?
Wow, man, I think one thing, first off, thank God for the Braves and Foltynewicz that he's come back, since the middle of August, been one of the best pitchers in the game again. And I think that's a huge plus and a huge confidence booster for the Braves fans and for that, for that clubhouse that he's going game five and how good he has pitched. Going up against Flaherty, it's going to be a dogfight. Flaherty's got great stuff. He's coming right at you. You know that both the Braves and the Cardinals are going to empty that bullpen when they have to do it from matchup-wise, but they both have two horses going. But if I'm an Atlanta Braves fan and I'm in that clubhouse, seeing Foltynewicz going for game five, I'm feeling pretty good.
They were the best defensive team in baseball. Well, they look like the worst best defensive team I've ever seen, and in the games that they weren't good defensively, 1-4, they still won them. So as much as we bemoan what went on yesterday, how you didn't get a hit from the middle of the lineup, they've got nothing from the top of their lineup. They've played the worst defense I'm sure they played in a 4-game span, and they sit at a game five. There has to be some sort of feeling, even in St. Louis, that we're kind of lucky to be here too.
Yeah, no, I think so. When you think about all the things that get you where you're at, and playing good defense, hitting runners in scoring position, doing the things you need to do, and then you get to the postseason, you're like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? How are we not doing the things that we did all year long to get us here? So I think St. Louis feels lucky. I think Atlanta, feels a little lucky here to even be in a game five with the way the series has kind of bounced back and forth, and they've given up some leads too. So I think here it is, game five. Whoever can pitch it and play catch, play good defense, and timely hitting. That's what that postseason's all about. Pitch it well, catch the ball when you have to catch it, and someone's got to come up with that big hit.
When you're working postgame at MLB Network and there's all these games on, do you watch as a fan? Is part of you realizing, are you a note taker? There's going to be something you're going to have to speak about from every game. But do you still get caught up in, this is October baseball and this is pretty incredible to watch?
Cliff Floyd and I were on last night together. I think it was 4 games going yesterday. You feel like a fan. I know we work for the network. We're former players. We're former players because we love the game. And to play it at that level. So when we watch October baseball, we're excited for game five tomorrow. We're excited that there's a couple game fives with the Nats and the Dodgers too. So as an analyst, I'm looking at it. When I'm watching a game, I'm watching in a bat. I'm watching how a hitter, maybe fights through in a bat, how a pitcher is going to attack a hitter, how they play a guy defensively. I think there's the great thing about baseball is there's so many games in the game that if we all started to really understand that part of it, man, you look at baseball in such a different way, and October is the best time of the year for sports.
Sean Casey with us from the Major League Baseball Network. The network is airing live pre- and post-game coverage before and after every postseason game, and Sean going to be on MLB Tonight following tonight's Astros-Rays game. As a hitter, as a left-handed hitter, when you see Freddie Freeman swing right now, we know about the bone spur. What do you see, if anything at all, differently?
Yeah, you know, I think I know for me, you know, I blew out my shoulder, a few years back, you know, in the middle of my career. And anytime you have an injury, this game, it really is. It's tough enough 100% when a guy's throwing 98, 99 miles an hour. It's sinking, it's cutting. He's got a slider, curveball, changeup. You know, visually, that's tough enough, let alone when you're battling maybe something that's, you know, a bone spur here, something that's throwing you off just a tick. You know, a tick means a lot. So, you know, Freddie could be grinding right now, but I think one thing, you know, about this whole thing is that you still got to find a way to get it done and compete. Like I was always told, you know, if you're in the lineup and you're crossing that white lines, you know, you got to be ready to go and you got to be ready to perform. And I'm sure Freddie Freeman is the most accountable human being, you know, in the big leagues. The guy expects a lot out of himself. Then I'm sure he's going to be expecting a lot out of himself game five, you know, nicked up or not.
You work with a guy who I think, and I've told Brian Kenny this, so I'm not telling any tales behind his back, that I think he thinks this game is played by robots. Do you believe that there's a clutch gene? Do you believe that some guys are built differently? Do you believe heart rate and pulse actually matters as much as a computer might tell you something about a guy?
I mean, are you kidding me? I have this argument with BK all the time. Like, you know, until you've been in the box, you know, during the regular season, and especially with runners in scoring position, I love when people say, well, runners in scoring position, it's just that's part of it being a team because there's guys on base. I don't want to hear that. Like, because there's a reason certain guys driving 100 every year. There's a reason guys are coming up clutch because their heart rate slows down a little bit. And October baseball is a different beast. It really is. And, like, there's nothing when things start getting amped up and that crowd starts to get into it and you kind of get caught up in the moment, that's the worst thing you can do as a player. I mean, you have to find a way to have that deep breath, to slow the heart rate down, to really dial it down even more and get ready to perform so you could see the ball and hit it. And I always say, too, you know, when you can really slow down and slow down that heart rate, what do? You turn your vision on. When you could turn your vision on, that's when you get great at baseball.
There was an example last night. There was nothing on paper that said Ryan Zimmerman should have had that at bat. Nothing. Nothing. There was not a computer that was going to spit out anything other than he's a baseball player looking for a big moment, and he had it.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think, too, like, you know, 97 miles an hour at your neck, you know, and I think, you know, for Zim, you know, had a tough year health-wise. But, I mean, he got a pitch. He stayed on top of it, drove it out of the park, three-run bomb, turned out to be a big blow in the game. Yeah, you're right. You know, and I think Dave Martinez spoke to that. They would ask, hey, what do you think about maybe pinch hitting? No. You got a guy like Ryan Zimmerman. You can't teach experience. All the years he's been there, all the years he's been in those games, he knows how to slow that heart rate down. He's already been there before. So for him, 97 at your neck, big moment, you know, gets on top of it, drives a home run to dead center. Yeah, you need guys like that that have been there, done that.
Sean Casey, before we let you go, the most important question, what's it like being a member of the Irish American Baseball Hall of Fame, and what do you get for that honor?
Well, you know, it's funny, you know, my man Sean Clancy owns the Foley's, which is an Irish pub in New York, and he started the Irish American Hall of Fame. Listen, I take a lot of pride in my heritage, and my Irish heritage, but it is an honor because there's a lot of great people, a lot of good Irishmen that have played the game of baseball. And I think it's a cool thing that Sean does that over there at Foley's. And, I take a lot of pride in it, so it's pretty cool.
A couple of more real quick. Do you remember you when you were in Atlanta many years ago, you and Danny Graves came to something we did at a place called, what the hell was it?
The Beer Garden.
The Beer Garden, thank you. We used to, and Randy Savage was there. You guys came over.
Yeah.
Do you have any recollection of that at all?
Oh, are you kidding me? I totally remember that. Yes, the Macho Man. Yeah, Gravy and I were so excited to be there. We're huge wrestling fans, and it was cool being with you guys too. We enjoyed that day.
I got a call from Rob Butcher, who's been with the Reds forever. He says we got a couple of guys. What's going on over there today? We said Randy Savage. Hold on, and then next thing you know, Sean Casey and Danny Graves are going to
obviously
show
in town to play the Braves.
I know. Well, you listen, when you're a wrestling fan and you love, you know, you love Randy Macho Man Savage, you know, you use every connection you can to go hang out, you know.
All right, here's one more. You are known as, obviously, the mayor is your nickname, and rightfully so. Was there anybody who ever got to first base who said, not today? Just please, leave me alone. Not today.
You know what? When I first got into the big leagues, I remember, you know, I was so excited to just talk to everybody at first base. You know, you don't know how long you're going to be in the big leagues for. So I remember Ricky Henderson draw 4-pitch walkies with the Mets. He comes to first, and I'm like, oh, man, this is so cool. I got Ricky Henderson 1980 Topps rookie card. It's unbelievable. Then next thing you know, I'm like, hey, man, you know, great job. You know, good walk. I think he's single. I was like, you know, way to swing it. He kind of looked at me like, all right. You got to zip it, kid. You know what I mean? Like in the next pitch, bam, he was gone to second base, stealing second. So Ricky Henderson was not a guy I like to talk. Craig Counsell was a guy. I always bust Counsell's chops now. I go, dude, why were you so serious all the time at first? Like, you know, because Counsell's a great guy, but he'd get the first. He'd be so serious. He'd get a sign over from the third base coach. He wouldn't talk to me, and I stopped talking to him, but I would always bust his chops like, clean it up, dude. Let's say, we're playing baseball. We're not, like, curing cancer here.
I've been at an all-star game that you've worked for the network. I've never seen a guy more excited to walk up to, whether it's George Brett or a grounds crew guy.
Well, that's why he's the mayor.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you have a job that involves talking baseball and something that you love, like, I mean, how can you not be so grateful and thankful for it? That's how I feel every day. I feel like I'm a kid in a candy store talking to these guys and just talking to people in general. But it's what a job I have.
You're on a roll. Who's the smartest guy on the entire MLB network?
The smartest guy on the network. Wow, that's a great question. Well, Brian Kenny's the smartest numbers guy, probably. I would say Matt Vasgersian's really, really smart. Greg Amsinger is really smart. And Pedro Martinez is really smart.
Well, listen, we look forward to you with your smart aleck comments after the game tonight, after the Astros and Rays.
I'm a smart aleck, Dan. Yeah. I'm a smart aleck.
Well, listen, that's what's gotten you this far. That's why you're the mayor. You know how to cut it up with everybody out there. Sean Casey, pleasure having you on the program. Let's talk again.
All right, fellas. Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on, and good luck to you guys. We'll see you down the road.
Thanks,
all right, Sean Casey of the Major League Baseball Network. He is the mayor for a reason. He gets along literally with everybody. Joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.